Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think a lot of us are used to a narrative of discouragement, and we speak in those tones. And we're in a culture, for example, that beats Christians down. I mean, it does not encourage us to bring our convictions to bear on our public life. For example, I was reading Sports Illustrated recently, and there was a discussion of a basketball coach who, in the article, made very plain that this was a very bad thing, brought his faith to work with him. And this was supposed to be sort of like a horror movie soundtrack queuing up. You know, who can imagine an actual Christian living out their faith beyond their own little prayer closet? That kind of mentality has an effect on all of us, and it leads us to think that we should just shut our faith away and we can't really get anything done. And as a result, we don't end up getting much done. We end up very much discouraged. What we've got to do is we've got to go back to the roots of the gospel, and we've got to realize that God has called us to himself through Christ, through his shed blood and his empty tomb. He's raised us to life in Jesus. If we will allow a new loop to play in our mind, one that is grounded in our theocentric identity, in other words, our God-centered identity, instead of our sin-centered identity, I think that we will begin to see real change happen in our lives.
And for the heroes that are actually doing that in a fashion where they're in their everyday jobs, but they're sold out for Jesus, and they know he's sold out for them, and they just live responding to the nudges of the Spirit, doing their work faithfully. If you interview these people and talk with them, they have divine appointments. They have no way that could have happened otherwise. You know what I mean? And there are people who are living that way who do wake up to the adventure. And those are the stories I think we're going to really celebrate in heaven, because you won't get a chance to hear them this side, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know a lawyer friend, for example, in Maine. I'm from the state of Maine, the very cold and snowy state of Maine. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman is a full-time lawyer, quite successful, but he decided a few years back to start a Bible study for college students, he and his wife, and they have labored faithfully now for getting close to a decade, you know, after work, after a long day, making the trek to this school and then just opening the Word with students and drawing them deeper into a relationship with God. And he doesn't have the title. He doesn't have all the positions or something that others have. But man, I have every expectation that he is going to be lavishly rewarded in the life to come, in the age to come, because of that sacrifice and that faithfulness. And as you said, Susie, there are just scores of Christians all around us who are living that kind of life. The church need not be defeatist and navel-gazing. We need to recognize that God is working among us, and the culture is secularizing, but God is stronger, and God is awesome, and his kingdom is never defeated.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.